insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Now let's listen to the 6th and 7th verses of this chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين.
And those who accuse their wives of adultery and have no witnesses except themselves, then the witness of one of them shall be four testimonies swearing by Allah that indeed he is of the truthful. And the fifth oath will be that the curse of Allah be upon him if he should be among the liars.
As you were previously with us, we explained the kind of situation, the kind of challenge that the people at that time faced. The point is that one of the companions of the Prophet came into him saying that I have seen my wife doing adultery, and what can I do? If I wait for four witnesses, the situation will be gone and they will escape. If I kill that man having intercourse with my wife, I will be retaliated as a murderer. And if I tell that to the judge, I will be flogged with 80 stripes. So these couple of verses were revealed by the Gabriel to somehow as a proposition to solve that problem. Now, these two beginning verses imply that the husband repeats this sentence for four times, and after that he must, for the fifth time, say that I am to be cursed by Allah if I tell a lie. Now, the wife is facing a dilemma. This is the situation. If she confirms her husband's words, or she does not agree to deny this accusation, according to the way that is mentioned in the next verse that we'll see, she will decisively be imposed with prescribed punishment of fornication. So, in the next verse, it is said, وَيَدْرَأُ عَنْهَا الْعَذَابُ أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. It shall avert the punishment from her if she bears witness four times, swearing by Allah that verily he is of the liars.
الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, this is how the Holy Quran tackles this problem of the dilemma of the wife in this situation. The wife testifies five times that her husband's five-time declared testimony that she has committed adultery is untrue, it is completely false. Four times she repeats this sentence, I testify by Allah that he is telling untruth in his accusation of my adultery. And on the fifth time, she declares an oath saying, should be that she solemnly invokes the wrath of Allah upon herself if her accuser is telling the truth. Now, the fulfillment of this Islamic custom in Arabic is called li'an because of the word la'an or curse mentioned in these verses. Now, doing li'an leads to four certain judgments for these two spouses. The first situation is without the formula of divorce, they will be immediately separate from each other. The second situation, the wife and husband will be perpetually unlawful to each other, and there will never be the chance of a new marriage between them. In the third situation, there will be no qadhf punishment for this husband and the prescribed punishment of adultery for the wife. And the fourth one, the issue that is created through this phenomenon will not be related to the husband, but the issue's affinity with wife remains. And this is how the verse ends. We will continue the discussion over these couple of verses later on in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.